Let's start off with the first question. Here in the second row, please. Please.
Hola.
Hi, good morning and welcome. I would like to ask Julia Roberts, how is it being told you're the bride of America? And to Mr. Jenkins, we're used to seeing you in short roles and very small roles, apart from The Visitor, a performance for which I want to congratulate you by. I want to congratulate you for it. How do you feel in that type of roles, in short roles, that you generally play? Okay? Or that you generally don't play. I'm very sorry. Thank you.
When you mean short, you mean like in feet? Or in, like, I'm a character actor. God, this is loud. Okay. I am a character actor, and I specialize in short roles. And
he's a tall man who specializes in short roles.
I do. Yeah, that's the joke.
Yeah. Okay.
But I have to say, this to hang around with these guys for this press tour has been pretty amazing. And they're the tall roles over here. Yeah.
Miss Roberts, there was a... Hi, good afternoon. I would like to ask Julia Roberts, please. In the film, I would like to ask you, the film, whether you consider yourself a feminist, because I imagine you're aware you're one of the few actresses who has men as satellites always surrounding them, surrounding her in your films. They're always following you everywhere as if they're satellites. And Javier Bardem, I would like to ask you, how is Julia Roberts in Natural, close by, and as a colleague in the cast working with you? So do you feel you're surrounded by men who are satellites? How do you feel like that, being the center of attention?
It is in every contract that I have that in films men must satellite and follow me and worship me in every imaginable, conceivable way. And that's working out for me. Javier, what's it like being near to me?
Pretty amazing, actually. Julia.
Well, okay, Julia, as you can see, she's an extraordinary woman, very beautiful, and above all, she's a professional from top to bottom. She's a woman who works very hard, and from my point of view, she's very courageous when performing and playing her roles because she's not afraid to run any risks or to play the scenes without any type of prior control. That is, she runs the risk, she jumps into it, and that for a colleague when you're working as an actor, it's a luxury, let me say. And apart from that, she's very funny as well. Next question, please. Hi. I would like to ask not only, well, the question was already asked to Javier, but I would also like to ask, the Donosti Award is for Julia Roberts this year. What about the rest of the cast in this film? The director could, and the rest of the cast, could you explain what's it like working with her, with Julia, because she's a big star. What's it been like working with her for the rest of the cast and also the director?
Reasons I did the movie. I wanted to work with her. I've always admired her, and she's amazing. Javier said it very well. She's fearless. She creates a world on the set that's incredibly accepting, and it's a fabulous experience.
Yeah. I'm sorry, is your time now?
Can I leave the room for these questions, and then I'll come back?
I would say about that, you know, it was only my second movie, but I think her 30-something movie, and she really is the best and the smartest, and being Schuster. And she is like a co-director, you know. She's very, very smart, and she's done it many, many times, and everyone loves her. The cast loves her. The crew loves her. I mean, it's a love fest when she's around.
Oh, goodness.
I would like to say that a lot of the things I said that I had the opportunity and privilege of working with Julia, I would like to express it this evening when I've got the honor of handing over the award to her. Hi, well, I'm from the Basque Public Television. We're offering the press conference over the net, so it's being seen all over the world, by the way. And we've done an event on Facebook. I'm not too sure whether you're fans of Facebook, but so that all of our viewers can send a question to Julia Roberts, but to everyone in general. In this case, Maitena Legarreta has sent us a question. And she was saying, it's not the first time Julia Roberts especially, but the rest of you have played a role that has lived beforehand, that is to say, that is a real character, that is to say, it's a real-life character. I'm not too sure what's that been like for you as an experience, playing the role of a real person in the movie, and what's it been like as an experience for the rest of the team?
Starting with me?
Yes.
Well, I think it's a great responsibility to play a real person. I think that it's great as far as research material to play someone who, I've played people who were real who have passed away by the time I've played them. I got to play Erin Brockovich and now to play Elizabeth Gilbert, and you have such a great source of research, whether it be about the way that they look and the way that they talk and the way that they move and just their moral compass, who they are. It's less left to the imagination. For me as an actor, I, especially with Elizabeth Gilbert, because she's so charismatic and she's so smart, and I really wanted to interpret her in a way that could still allow me to be very spontaneous with my choices as an actor. And she was very loving and amazing to Ryan and myself in the early stages of this project, saying, I'll help you in whatever way I can, but the movie is not the book, so do whatever it is that you want to do to make it a movie. I don't know how to make a movie. So she really left it to us. And in that regard, I felt like I had great sources to draw from and could also be free within each scenario as we performed it. That was a really long answer. That won't happen again.
Aquí.
The man I played in the movie, Richard from Texas, actually passed away in March. So I did get a chance to talk to him, and I said, I want to honor you. And he said, ah, forget about it, man. Just make your movie. So he gave me permission to be a little freer than it was great. It was an amazing time. I'm sad. His two sons saw the film. But I'm really sad that I never got a chance to hang out with him.
On my behalf, I met the true Felipe. I spent an afternoon with him. And from what my colleagues are saying, I agree. They say he gave me the opportunity of saying, he said, well, listen, do whatever I want. They say it's a film, it's a movie, and I didn't have to be faithful, so faithful to reality, so to speak, or so true to reality. He was a very nice guy, very intelligent, very sensitive guy, and very attractive. And I asked, why did they ask me to play this role if he's attractive? Well, I had to do it. Someone's got to do it. And so therefore, what I wanted to do is to take the essence of his character and what it represents. He represents for Liz. In short, he's a man who's been able to finally overcome his fear and his doubt and his pain and sorrow to believe once again beyond the physical aspect or of the way he behaves or his conduct. Hi, Julia. Romina from Tonterías La Justas. It's a TV program. You're a great Hollywood star, and I personally admire you enormously, and I admire all your career. We, in our program, we've also got a star, which is a C-star. It's called Patricio, and we'd be very happy if you accept this as a gift.
Well done.
Okay, thanks. Javier, esto es para ti.
Javier, this is for you, and I would like to know whether you put a clause in your contract so that no film they can cut your hair like in It's No Country for Old Men. Well, in fact, I think that the haircut in No Country for Old Men is a marvelous and a great decision of the Coen brothers. I wish I had characters who had what that character has, beyond the haircut, by the way. But I think they got it right. That is to say, the whole madness of that man was well represented in that haircut. Yes, undoubtedly. Julia, you're the bride of America. If you're in crisis in any period, would that be a state problem? If, you know, being the bride of America, if all of a sudden you enter into crisis, would that be a state problem? A problem of
all into crisis, I call President Obama. If he can't take the call, then I talk to Mrs. Obama. And they really do have all the answers.
Thank you.
Oh, that'll get me into some trouble, I'm sure.
Please stand up when you ask the questions, please. Hi, I have a question for Mr. Javier Bardem and another one for Miss Julia Roberts. Congratulations for the film. For Javier Bardem, the truth is the question is the same question for both of you, but perhaps for Javier it may have a different meaning because his life has undergone changes in the last few months. So therefore my question is, what are those small pleasures of life that the film talks about, that is to say, as regards, one, in your opinion, we've seen it for the characters, what they are in the film, but in your opinion, what kinds of things make you happy?
Well, it's, you know, different things and little things that can change every day, and then I think the bigger things that become the compass of your life that make you happy, that in intimate settings like this with such delicate lighting, it really brings out the desire to talk about those things. But I think on a level of day-to-day, one of the things that I discovered on this movie is that making such a huge creative commitment, which I haven't done in quite a long time, is still a choice that makes me exceedingly happy. And I think the reason why I came away from it feeling so fulfilled and so reassured about my art is because of the people that I worked with, from the people sitting here to our crew that worked under conditions that were really nearly unbearable for them and just continued to prevail at every turn. I'm talking a lot again.
No, you're doing great.
I just can't help it, I guess. So I think that that's one of the things that I discovered really, truly is a confirmation of creative bliss for me.
See?
Yes. I go along with what she said. I like things that other people like. Nothing special. Is your professional life going to change with the changes that your life has undergone? Are you thinking of modifying or changing your working plans? Or before the next question, please, I want to repeat, please, no more photos. Next question. Okay, good morning. Julia Robert, it's the first time I'm here. My name's Isabel, and I would like to know if you have to choose between Pretty Woman and I forget the other film, and which of the two would you prefer? Thank you very much, and I'm very, very, very pleased to meet you. You're beautiful, and I send you, I blow you a kiss. Thank you, and Javier Bardem. Hey, don't shave, okay, Javier? Javier said, okay, if you say so, I won't shave myself.
Given the choice between Pretty Woman and the movie that you forgot, I am going to choose Pretty Woman.
Hi. Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations for the Donostia Award. And I'm not too sure how that feels for you because you're a young woman with an extraordinary career. But how do you locate or place this award in your life? And the other question is as regards to your smile. Your smile is like Paul Newman's blue eyes. I ask myself, how do you manage with your smile? For example, in this film, you cry a lot. And I'm not too sure. In the performance side of things, how do you place, in your performance side of things, how do you place that, your legendary smile?
The whole, it's funny that you mentioned Paul Newman's blue eyes, because I was lucky enough to know Paul Newman rather well, and it's a strange thing being appreciated for something that is not a skill. It's not something I have any control over or any ability to cultivate. Or, you know, people say, where did it come from? And I say, my parents, you know. And it's a funny way to, you know, dismantle myself into parts in a way that I cease to become just this person that I am. So that's unhelpful, but it's always a funny little thing to talk about, my smile, because it's just part of me, the same as my ears or my toes or anything. And the what? Well, it's just, I mean, you don't know how to feel about it. I really don't know how to feel about it either. It's an honor and a privilege, and I'm excited and nervous and so glad he'll be standing close to me. I just am filled with gratitude, really.
Buenas tardes.
Hi, good afternoon. Julia, I would like to know, life has been quite noble with you. Which way, your social commitments in your surroundings, for example, it's a complicated moment for mankind now. I know you've got social commitments. How do you carry that out?
Well, I think I feel a human responsibility, as we all should, and I think to a large degree do, to our environment, to one another. I think that where in my household, one of the things that we really focus on is our individual participation in the day and in our community, and ways to promote the causes that we feel strongly about, environmental causes, oceanic causes, things of that nature. But I realize more and more one of the things I'm becoming obsessed with is the way we treat each other, and that really needs to become a social cause, because there's this insane lack of human connection with the age of computers and the anonymous writers and bloggers, and we've kind of lost looking into each other's eyes and appreciating that we're all doing the best that we can as people in this world. And that's something that I really want to promote and feel good about, those connections that we can all make with each other on a more human level.
Primero allá atrás, sí.
Okay, hello, Julia, welcome to Spain. In a show, we try to make dreams of people true. I would just like to know if there's something, professionally, as we're not allowed to ask in another way, but it would be lovely to know, a woman like you that has made so many things in life, have you still got something to do before you die?
Oh, good Lord.
Well,
you
have to be very late.
Yes, of course I do. My Lord. I have sweaters to knit and people to hug and hopefully movies to make and books to read and dinners to cook. There's loads of lovely things to do.
Great, but just one, if you could choose just one, it's not that you're gonna, but imagine you just have one day in your life, what would you do?
I refuse to imagine I only have one day left.
Okay, Javier, si pudieras decir...
Javier, could you say, what would you like to do before you die? Keep living.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Javier.
Javier. Hi, I'm Brazilian, and I would like to ask you, I would like to know whether you got prepared, whether you visited Brazil, whether you spoke with people in Brazil. And as regards to the exit, I would like to tell you, you did a good job. A bit Portuguese, but Portuguese, oh. But the accent when you spoke in English is the way we speak. So therefore, you did a good job in the English as well. Thank you very much. Well, I love Brazil. Well, I saw Brazil when I was 20 years old. I spent 2 months there, one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. I got very good friends in Brazil. You haven't won the World Cup soccer, but we're very sorry about this. But it was the moment that Spain should win it. But beyond not having the World Cup, you've got basically everything. You've got the joy of life, you've got great food, you've got marvelous people. And I tried to prepare the accent with someone, with a Brazilian, a real bar Brazilian, not a Portuguese Brazilian. He said at least to me that he was Brazilian. Perhaps he was from Lisbon. Who knows? And we tried to direct it towards the English, apart from those words that I expect and hope that you understood. Basically, what I wanted to do was have the essence of the character. He's a very loose type character. He's very free, who flows, really. And the truth is that the Portuguese-Brazilian language helps me a lot to do that, by the way. Before the next question, I would just, from the panel, I would like to ask a question to the director, to Ryan Murphy, that who he has also collaborated and he co-wrote the script. I would like the director to give us his version of the film, of how he adapted the script, whether he was respected to Liz Gilbert, whether he talked to her. Several things are how you address the film when, in order to make it.
What happened early on was after the first draft, I sent it to Liz Gilbert, who, as Julia said, is lovely and gracious, and she really loved it. And, of course, you know, it's her life, so we felt a real obligation to get it right. So we involved her in our process, and she read every draft. And she was very collaborative, but also what was great about her, she said, this is a movie, it's not a documentary. But there were a lot of things that she told me about her life that wasn't in the book, that when I told, you know, Julie and Javier particularly, we all loved that, particularly the stuff about the teenage son and the moment where she saw, Julia saw Javier's character cry when he said goodbye to his son. So things like that that were very special to her, and I became actually very close to her in the process, and she called when we showed her the movie, and she said it was like watching a home movie, so we were very proud of that, and that for me as a filmmaker was the most important thing, to make her happy and respectful and feel that we did a good job with her life, that we took care of her.
There's a question in the back. Yeah, for Miss Julia Roberts, I would like to know, over here, from Argentina, what elements do you think of to choose a new project in the movies? There's a, what elements attract you? Well, what do you evaluate or assess in order to choose a new film? And in this film specifically, whether you read the book first or the script?
I had read the book shortly after it came out in 2006. When it came out, 2006? It was. I think it had been out for maybe a couple of weeks, and a friend said, oh, I just read about this new book. It sounds really terrific. And I had read it and thought it was really great. And then it was a number of years later till Mr. Murphy called me and said that he'd written a screenplay that he wanted me to have a look at, and could we go out for lunch? And it was a lovely lunch. And it's funny, my sense of material is the same as it's always been. I really do just read a script and have a feeling that this is something that I have to participate in or I don't. And really nothing makes me waver from that first gut feeling when I turn the last page of a script.
Adelante.
Hola.
Hi. I congratulate the whole team for the film, and I would like to focus on you, Miss Julia Roberts. You're going to receive a very important award today, To have you here is an award for us, by the way, here in San Sebastian, in our country, in the Basque country. Whoever wins something important, we call them chapeldun or champion, and we always give them a beret, and Javier knows this, like the champion of something in culturally or socially and from us in sports. And I brought this with the shield of San Sebastian that I would like you to take as a memoir if I can come and give it to you now. Sí, por supuesto. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Sí. Haz lo que sea, por favor, y déselo a alguien de seguridad, por favor. Alguien de seguridad que ayude. Sí.
Thank you very much, Julia. Here you have. Okay.
Yes. I can't believe it. It took hours to do my hair, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Si está grande, para Javier.
If it's too big for Javier.
To do my hair, so we'll try it on later and take some pictures. Thank you.
Mientras preparamos la siguiente.
While we prepare the next question, I would also ask to ask Denny, the producer, Denny Gardner. I would like to ask you whether it was clear from the outset that Julia had to be the person who played the role of Liz Gilbert, and also the production. Chronologically, was it first Italy, and then you went to India, and then you go to Indonesia? Whether that brought about any problems from a logistics standpoint?
Well, of course, for her, without question, from day one. And we started in New York and went to Italy and then India and then Bali. And I wouldn't say there were problems. It was just moving the production around the world. So people were awake at all times. And there were little things like customs. And but it wasn't, I don't know that I'd call it problems. I feel like what we do is a privilege. So it just needed to be solved. That's all.
Yes. Julia, Miss Julia Roberts, after seeing this film, it's reminded me that you're playing a role that you've been placed into a character, like they did with Doris Day. That's why they call you the Bride of America. Do you like that, being fitted into this sort of role? Or do you think that after this film, you're going to be able to have other characters, like I remember Magnolia's, Steel Magnolia's. Javier Bardem, talking about the language issue, Julia Roberts says to you in the film that she likes the S's because you say them, you don't say them too correctly in the language of Shakespeare, but if the language in Hollywood is taking away the possibility of getting any other roles. Do you feel that you've been boxed into one sort of character?
Do you? Do you feel I have? I don't feel I have. I think I've done very well. I think I've had some good diversity, and I don't feel boxed in at all. I think I've been able to sort of navigate my way and really do things that just simply appealed to me, and I've been afforded a lot of great opportunities and gotten to play in different genres and different kinds of parts, and I guess all that's left is Spanish language films.
Soon.
We're working on it.
To work in English.
Watch your mommy.
Working in English is always difficult. It's not the language, and one has one's memory and one's experience. But in the case of this film, she says that about the S's because of the theoretical. And thanks to this person who said that the accent wasn't too bad, the Brazilian accent when I speak English. And it's something which emerged in a very improvised manner, the truth be said. And it does make sense from that perspective. Working in English or working in Spanish, undoubtedly, there's an enormous difference. But the important thing is to find characters and projects that one can do in English, because the important thing is the character, not what you say or how you say it.
Hello, I'm Alexander Lizaros from National Greek Television. I have a question for Julia and Javier, and a separate question for Julia. Eating is the thing that provides our body with food. Praying provides us with a kind of spiritual food. And what about love? That's the question for both of you. And Julia, the movie, your character in the first 15 minutes, she has a kind of conversation with God. Have you ever had something like it? Thank you.
Javier.
You want me to go first?
You go first.
All right.
I think that the film talks about three main things that are fundamental to be healthy, as they obviously eat, love and to be loved, and to pray, pray beyond the religious identification, that's the fact of maybe closing your eyes and to stop and think what's going on with you, what your spirit wants or desires. I don't think that is indivisible. That's why it's called that way. That's why it's given that name.
It is one thing, the three words. It's one entity of nourishment and understanding and life-sustaining action. So it's all the same thing to me. And the idea, you know, the scene, to perform that scene where she's on her knees in the bathroom praying to God, it's a magnificent moment for her as a character to just finally crack open and ask for help to someone or something or some place that she's never really given too much consideration before. So that was one of my favorite scenes to perform in the whole movie.
Hi. As regards to this conversation, I would like to know that as well as the activities you talked about that make up a single entity, going to the toilet, does that form a part, or to the bathroom, does that form part of an activity, going to be happy? I got lost there as well. After having lunch or having dinner, I see. Let's go on to the next question, the moderator's saying. Well, okay, I'll ask another question. Julia, you as a Hinduist, do you see yourself in Bollywood doing a movie in India? Next question as well. Okay. Congratulations for the film, by the way. Congratulations for the Donosti Award, Julian. I would like to ask you, could you tell us any anecdotes of the shoot and your future plans that you've got, any projects that you have in mind for the future? Thank you.
Any anecdotes? Well, it was a pretty fun, wild, hilarious experience. What would be a good anecdote, Ryan?
About the making of the movie?
Yeah.
How pretty and charming you were.
That's not an anecdote. What is one, Javier?
I almost ran you over.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he almost drove over me with a car.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say almost, I mean, like, by this much did he not kill me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the directors have. Is that they don't know how to... They don't believe that I know how to drive. I don't know how to drive. Why do they give me cars? And we always do it in a camera car because...
My word. I blocked that out. He was driving a car very fast, and I was on a bicycle, and he almost killed me. I'm so glad he did not.
He was learning.
I'm a method actor, and that's the way the film starts. That's I like to be a method actor. I wanted to look realistic. Projects, yeah, future projects. I'm going to start to shoot with Terrence Malick in October, something that makes me very, very happy. I think he's one of the few privileged people in the world to shoot a film with this master who's a poet, not only a poet, but not only visually, and also a poet in the words that he writes, which are very beautiful. He's a humanist. He's not a director who is directed himself towards the humanity in his characters, and I can't tell you what it's about because I don't know much about what it's about. He has a way of working which is not very orthodox, and that attracts me enormously because I think it's an adventure, a complete adventure, to go there to know the story more or less and then formulate the chapters as they take place on the go. Well, are you going to be working in Spain? Well, Spain, I did Beautiful, which is a Spanish co-production, and I don't see the difference between Spain, the U.S., or any other country. I've always said that to work in Europe is much harder than working in the U.S. because of the language issues. I've not received offers from France or Italy or Germany because I don't speak French, German or Italian. U.S., you're a foreigner, period. So you can play many roles with an accent. That's why it's easier to work in the U.S. But it goes beyond one's will. It has to do with the material you receive, and the material comes and gets to your hands. You're interested in it or not. And for now, for the time being, I'm receiving better material from abroad than from Spain. But that's all. Good luck with the film. Thank you. I've been told that the press conference is over, so therefore, thank you very much for your attendance.
Sorry, that was wrong. Sorry.
Good.